episode 626, Presence Matters.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? Does your schedule have you coming and going? Are you just frazzled today? No longer. Rest knowing that presence matters. That's what we're talking about today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to keep your life simple so you can pursue your passion, purpose, and presence. And guess what? We are in the middle of the free 5-day challenge, Ready, Set, Aim. If you have not registered, you want to get on. You want to come in. I mean, it is fun. We had a blast yesterday, and today it's going to be on fire again. In fact, we're talking a little bit further about what we're going to chat about today. So if you need more of this, which I'm sure you do, you want to dive deeper, click on the link and come in and join us. Now, how much of all in do you believe you are every single day? Presence matters. When you go to your son's football game, when you go to your daughter's volleyball game, when you go to dance practice, when you go to church, when you go to the store, are you actually present, or are you sitting there trying to formulate, oh my gosh, what's going to happen in the next 5 hours or in the next 5 days? The more we cram into our day, the more scheduled we become, the more presence matters. Presence is being in the state of existing or occurring now. And the key word here is what? N-O-W, now. Right now, this second you hear my voice, what are you doing? Are you thinking, how much longer is she going to say this? Oh, I know what she's going to say. Or are you actually listening and processing the sentences, going, that's me. I need to work on this. No, I've gotten really good at this. What's happening in the current moment? Not 5 minutes from now, not 5 hours from now, or 5 days from now. It's now, right now, this second. Presence matters. In order to create the lifestyle you desire, you must be present. You hear me say a lot, be present, be incredible, be you. You can't be incredible and be you if you're not present. So I was watching the news one night, and it really caught me off guard. It was towards the end of, I don't even remember what day or where I was, but it was these two boats. And there was one boat, the first boat, that was out in front of the second boat. And the second boat was the one taking the video. Maybe you've seen this already. This happened recently. And they were out, these two boats were out whale watching. And the front boat was sitting there, and they were all looking off to their right. And the person who had the camera in the back boat caught this amazing, gorgeous humpback whale come out of the water and crash down right next to the front boat. And they totally missed it. They were so not present. I don't know what they were looking at. When I watched the video and they showed it like 2 or 3 times, I watched it and it was captivating. I was like, how could you miss that? Even if you weren't looking, you could have heard it. You would have felt a little bit unbalanced and unrest in the boat because whales are big. And it wasn't like they were on a cruise ship or something. When this whale jumped out, oh man, it looked like it was going to be bigger than their boat for sure. But they weren't in the moment. Presence matters. Are you whale watching in your life right now? Are you focused on one thing on one side of your life? And are you missing on what's right next to you? Presence matters. My husband one day came up to me and said, "Hun, I want you to spend time with me." I was like, "Okay, I love spending time with you, sweetheart." He goes, "Well, I want you to watch this show with me." I said, "Great." Made sure I knew what time it was. We went down to the family room to watch it. I was like, okay, great. I'm there. And so we watched it. Now me as a multitasker, what? I watched it while riding. And maybe I had my phone there too and was distracted once in a while. I'm sure by either Facebook or something else that I was doing. And later on, he said, you know, I really miss you. I want you to spend time with me. I was like, what? Did you not see? I was just downstairs with you. We were in the family room. I was sitting right next to you. I was even holding your hand at times. What do you mean I wasn't spending time with you? I did. And he looked at me and said, no, you didn't. Presence matters. You see, to him, being present was being all in. Not being distracted. My writing to him was a distraction, even though to me it wasn't. I could tell you what happened on the TV show. I got it. But to him, he was missing me. I wasn't completely there. Maybe I wasn't laughing when there was something funny because I was in the middle of writing a particular sentence. Presence matters. Are you present in your relationship, in your marriage? Are you truly in the now, in the moment? I sometimes think that we think we're in the moment, but we're really planning for the next moment. And if you're planning for the next moment in your head and your tone of your thoughts is far outreaching, you are not being present in the moment. Now that I've totally confused you, presence matters. You got to understand that you've got to soak up the moment through your five senses, your sight, your smell, your touch, your taste, your hear. Those five senses is what allows you to be all in. It allows you to establish the internal contract to be present. Presence matters. And I could chat for hours upon hours about this, but you need to come into the challenge. Click on the link. Remember, we've got the live Facebook group today at 2:00 Eastern time. I'll put the link in the show notes too for the live Facebook groups. Or the live Facebook chat. That's what I'll put on there. Just click on that if you want to join in on the chat. It's 2:00 p.m. afternoon Eastern time or 11 a.m. Pacific time. Okay? So I'd love to see you there. And we're going to chat more about this internal contract and facing your fears in the five senses. It's hard though, right? We want it all. We want to get it all done. We want to look at that to-do list and we want to get everything checked off on the to-do list. But remember, one of your greatest gifts is presence. It's a gift. Look at the word itself. The word present is in there. So how are you using your gift? Or are you? You need to think of this gift as a gift of being now, in the moment. Presence matters. It's vital to creating lasting change, and it's vital to creating the lifestyle, the happy, healthy lifestyle that you desire. You want to take this behavior and you want to make a change to it so you can create a happy habit. So you don't have to think about it much because you want to live longer. Maybe you want to lose more weight. Maybe you really want to serve others and you're working on your blog. You're working on your business. But when you do that, you got to be all in. You got to have this internal contract with your five senses. Presence matters. It's a gift. Don't throw that gift away. We do it way too often. You're needed in this world. God created you on purpose for a purpose. You are his gift. And your gift to others is to be present. You got this. So don't give up. Today is a new day. It's filled with joy. And you are going to be absolutely incredible. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.